and had a lot of going wild, you should be sorry.
Lots of people calling that hog feed.
Uh
huh.
Well, could you catch them?
Huh?
And could you catch them? Were they there for the catching if you wanted
to? Well, see, each farmer would have a mark put on the ears. You know his hog when you see it.
Oh, I see.
And a lot of them go wild and no mark at all. Anybody can take him up.
Uh-huh. Well, I imagine they're pretty hard to catch, weren't they?
Yeah, but of course back then they had good hog dogs.
Oh, uh-huh.
Trap pens.
Uh-huh.
Trap pens.
That must have been kind of exciting. You go out hunting them with a dog. Or did you have to have a pack to hunt them with?
Have what?
When you were hunting the hogs, did you have to have several dogs to hunt them?
No. They trained that one dog, go with him. So you can handle one dog better than you handle a whole bunch. I'd rather times be back when I was growing up than they are now. The people making more money, but they ain't doing them no good. Back then, we made all our eats on the farm, the woods full of meat, the smokehouse full of meat, and made all our corn, peas, potatoes, okra, and all kinds of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have to spend it all for doctor bills. We were getting our vitamins out of the field.
Uh-huh.
In better shape back then than people are today in the health line.
Well, did you have a big family when you were growing up? Do you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
There was 11 in my family.
Good gracious.
How many of yours?
Seven.
Well, there you had enough people in your family then to run a pretty good farm, didn't you? The 11 children.
Yeah. We got along good and didn't know it. We thought it was a hard time then because there was no money to be had. We had all that stock, no market to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
We tend them cows on the land, what I call trodden the land. That's where we fertilize our sweet potato patch.
Uh-huh.
And then we rake up litter out the woods, pine straw, and we'd weed up grass and get about that much of the top soil. In the summertime, we have a lot, about 100 foot square. And we turn the cow out that fall, that fertilizer, the compost be this deep.
Oh, gosh.
It takes us 3 or 4 weeks in the spring to haul it out in the field.
Uh-huh.
Use for fertilizer.
They just pinned the cows in the summer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we made good stuff up there on our old Paul Sand Hill. Up there where I raised, it was 25 foot from the surface to the hard pan.
Gosh.
Yeah. I used to enjoy myself growing up on that old place.
And just didn't realize it?
Huh?
You just didn't realize how good you had it?
Yeah, I can see back how it... Much better back then than it did now. Of course. I get along now, of course. Sitting down, drawing men's pension. Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got to ask a couple more of these. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Oh, we call it back then the ground itch.
Okay. And what did people call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
And was there a particular name for bad moonshine?
They call that, I don't know, white lightning or owl skull or something else.
Okay. What do you call things that children like to play with? Like for Christmas, a child might hope to get a lot of... What would a child hope to get for Christmas? A child would hope to get a lot of...
Mm.
Well, what's a word that means things that children like to play with?
Toys.
Fine, that's what I was after.